Genesis, chapter 52. The consequence of pleasing God. 1. To whom did Joseph's brethren sell him? Then there passed by Midianites merchantmen, and they drew and lifted up Joseph out of the pit, and sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver, and they brought Joseph into Egypt. 2. What did the Midianites do with him? And the Midianites sold him into Egypt unto Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh's, and captain of the guard. 3. Who was with Joseph in this strange hand? And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master the Egyptian. 4. What was the consequence to Joseph of the Lord's being with him? And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over his house, and all that he had he put into his hand. And the patriarchs, moved with envy, sold Joseph into Egypt. But God was with him, and delivered him out of all his affliction, and gave him favor and wisdom in the sight of Pharaoh king of Egypt, and he made him governor over Egypt, and all his house. 5. What was the result to Potiphar, from having a godly man in his house? And it came to pass from the time that he had made him overseer in his house, and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house, and in the field. 6. How much responsibility was placed upon Joseph? And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he knew not aught he had, save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a goodly person, and well favored. 7. How old was Joseph when he was sold into Egypt? These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren. And the lad was with the sons of Bilhah, and with the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives, and Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. 8. When he was strongly tempted in Potiphar's house, what noble stand did he take? But he refused, and said unto his master's wife, Behold, my master knows not what is with me in the house, and he has committed all that he has to my hand. There is none greater in this house than I. Either has he kept back anything from me but you, because you are his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness, and sin against God? 9. Did he stand firm to this resolution? And it came to pass, as she spoke to Joseph day by day, that he hearkened not unto her, to lie by her, or to be with her. 10. What was the immediate result of his upright conduct? And it came to pass, when his master heard the words of his wife, which she spoke unto him, saying, After this manner did your servant to me, that his wrath was kindled. And Joseph's master took him, and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound, and he was there in the prison. 11. Who was with Joseph still? But the Lord was with Joseph, and showed him mercy, and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. 12. What can always be said by one who has the Lord for a companion? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. 13. How was this verified in Joseph's case? But the Lord was with Joseph, and showed him mercy, and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. 14. What trust was committed to Joseph in the prison? And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison, and whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it. 15. Why was this? The keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand, because the Lord was with him. And that which he did, the Lord made it to prosper. 16. What scripture was fulfilled in Joseph's case? When a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. When David had committed the grievous sin of taking the wife of Uriah, and his sin had been brought home to his conscience, he cried out to the Lord, Against you, you only, have I sinned, and done this evil in your sight. He realized that his sin was primarily against God. So when Joseph was tempted to wrong his master, he recalled how his master had trusted him by putting everything into his hand, he said, How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? Every act which shows a lack of love for our neighbor shows a lack of love for God. The wrong which one may do to his fellow man is only secondary. The greater wrong is against God. Only conscientious souls realize this. Those who have not the fear of God before their eyes will not stop to consider the interest of their neighbor when it comes in conflict with their own pleasure. E.J. Wagoner.